Jessica watched the busy traffic and streams of people passing by the window as she took a last sip of coffee, then set the empty mug on the table. One man crossing the street toward her caught her eye. There was something familiar about his face, but she couldn't get a good look at him to figure out why. She pulled her wallet from her purse and placed her credit card on the bill the waitress had left on a plastic tray on the table. Eating at this little restaurant a block from her hotel had definitely been a good idea. The food here was much cheaper than at the hotel restaurant, and this trip to Philadelphia was already straining her budget. Coming here for the big career fair was worth the risk, though. The waitress came by and picked up her card. As Jessica waited for her to return, she continued watching the men and women rushing by in business attire, trying to catch sight of the man again. Self-consciously, she reached behind her head and checked her hair, which was coiled and held up with a clip. She didn't usually wear her long black hair up, but she felt it looked more professional this way. The same with her smart charcoal gray suit and white blouse. Not her usual attire, since the environment at her cousin Sally's company, where Jessica had last worked, had been pretty casual, and everyone who worked there normally wore jeans to the office. Thank heavens for credit cards. She glanced at her watch, and her stomach churned. She had to get going. The waitress returned with her card, and Jessica signed the slip and tucked the receipt into her wallet. As she slipped on her coat, she noticed the man again, this time buying a newspaper from a newsstand just outside. She froze when she realized why this man had drawn her attention. It was Storm. This man, in his expensive-looking tailored suit, his dark hair in a short and stylish cut, was the opposite of the Storm she knew. Her Storm had spiky hair and was typically in comfortable jeans and a skin-tight tank top that showed off his muscles and tattoos, with a black leather jacket at the ready for when he hopped on his big, sleek Harley. He was a guitarist in her brother's rock band, and he wouldn't be caught dead in business attire. She watched the suited man as he tucked the paper under his arm and started walking down the street. That was definitely Storm's face. She gathered up her purse and briefcase from the chair beside her and stood up. What was Storm doing here? And dressed like that? She hadn't seen him in over a month. Not since the night he'd walked out on her. Everything had been so good between them before that. Her heartbeat sped up at the memory. It had been better than good. All the women in town had been gaga over him, but he'd only had eyes for her. Hot, incredibly sexy eyes. She almost giggled at the memory. He was so tall, sexy, and macho. He could have had any woman he wanted, but he'd chosen her. He'd always made her melt inside every time he looked at her, with that bad boy smile and those smoldering, love-filled eyes. At least she'd thought it had been love, but clearly she'd been wrong. He'd up and left her life as abruptly as he'd entered it 6 months earlier, leaving her heartbroken and lonely. She strolled to the door of the restaurant and stepped outside into the cool air. The sky was overcast, and she hoped the rain would hold off until she was inside the career fair. She noticed Storm was now in the crowd of people waiting at the light on the next block. The light turned green, and he crossed. Why was he here in Philadelphia? Was it possible he'd come here looking for her? Maybe her mom had told him she was here, and he'd come looking for her to tell her he couldn't live without her. But surely Mom wouldn't do that. It was a far-fetched thought anyway, because right now he and the band should be traveling through California. But she couldn't think of any other reason why Storm would be in Philadelphia. And he was walking in the direction of her hotel. Her heart swelled at the thought that he still loved her. She longed to be in his arms again. His hard, muscular body pressed tight to hers. His big, strong arms around her. Oh, God, she'd missed him. Dreamt of him night after night. Wake.